We begin this morning, as we always do, with the head coach at the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Rob.
Morning. Certainly not the Saturday you wanted in Harrisonburg, a 55-7 loss to JMU. As you've gone back and looked at that game, just kind of give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get off to a great start. Sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit. But, you know, it's a very good football team. I thought they did some things offensively that were really intelligent and obviously hurt us a little bit. You know, in the pass game, I think they did a really good job with the RPOs and then getting Wells isolated. You know, they attacked some of our spots where you can only cover that up so much coverage wise. So I thought they had a really good plan together. You know, in terms of offensively, it's never a good situation to lose your quarterback early, especially in that environment. And we all know, you know, what Joe brings to the table. I think Derek did a solid job considering the circumstances and, you know, getting the preparation that he had. Obviously, Joe has been in that spot before. You know, he was at home when he did it. But, you know, we still should have moved the ball better than we did. You know, we're up and down all day. And the disappointing thing for me was in the second half. I felt like, you know, we had an opportunity to respond. And, you know, it's obviously a very talented football team. But we didn't really respond the way that I wanted. And, you know, obviously we've addressed that. So I think it was a very – difficult loss. It's something that we all have to bounce back from and fight back from. You know, we got a great opponent coming up here this week, and the guys, you know, they're obviously disappointed in how they played, and they know that's not again up to our standard. But that's a very good football team. But I thought the second half got away from us, and that's not acceptable.
First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey Nick, how are you?
Hey Larry, what's going on?
Well, obviously, Frignano, any update on him? And obviously, I would assume he's not going to play against a non-conference game against Merrimack. So, injury report, and then moving forward with Derek Robertson at quarterback, what do you look for from him? Do you have to change the offense to fit his strengths? And just a comparison with the type of quarterback he is to Joe Frignano.
Yep. Yeah, Joe's going to be out indefinitely. You know, we lucked out in a lot of ways. You know, it looked really bad on the field. And it's a very, I don't know how to diagnose it, but severe high ankle sprain. So he's in a boot right now. He's going to be out indefinitely. Very positive, tough kid who's, you know, very disappointed, obviously. You know, felt like he actually got off to a pretty good start in that football game and gives you a chance to win. So, you know, it was disappointing to lose Joe. But in terms of what Derek brings to the table, you know, Derek, I said it all camp, had a really strong camp and did a really good job. You know, he's a freshman, a redshirt freshman, and shows a lot of ability, very intelligent, you know, really understood during the game what was going on. Obviously didn't make all the throws and didn't connect on everything that we wanted to. But when you're thrust into that position, it's kind of tough. You know, you got to really cater the game plan to what he does well and then also the way the game is going. So I thought overall Derek, you know, was in the right places. We just got to finish, you know, some of those reps and then obviously complete some of those balls. But Derek, you know, he had a really strong camp. Very capable of running this offense and very excited for his opportunity. Again, he was excellent in the meeting yesterday, and Joe's going to be with him on the sideline and along with myself and Coach Dresner. So we have a lot of confidence in Derek. He's a young player, but we really do have legitimate confidence in him because he didn't really bat an eye in that moment in a pretty adverse situation. So I was proud of his efforts. Obviously, there needs to be some more execution there despite the circumstances, but he's our guy moving forward and we're ready to roll with him.
Do you change the offense? Do you tweak the offense to fit his strengths? Is he more of a runner than Frignano?
I'm not going to get into like every specific with his style, but in terms of what we do in this offense is built around the quarterback. So whatever the quarterback does well is what we're going to do.
Okay.
So, you know, we obviously had a plan going into that game with Joe and what we were going to do. And with Derek, you know, you had to tailor that a little bit and he still did a good job, but you know, there's some things that we want to clean up, but the game plan will be built around Derek's strengths. That's how this offense is run. It's through the quarterback and Derek does some things really, really well. So we're going to put him in position to do those things.
That's anybody, any other injuries?
That's the biggest one right now off the top of my head, Larry, to be honest with you.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Thank you. Next question from John Wagner. Go ahead, John.
You're on mute, John.
There we go. All right. Sorry about that. Good morning. Thank you for talking with us this morning. Just kind of curious, obviously, you guys turned the page on JMU, looking ahead now to Merrimack. You know, you went, you lose your first two. Now you lose your quarterback. How do you kind of keep that momentum, you know, going in a positive direction when you're with your messaging to the team this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, yesterday was very frank, and, you know, you got to view it through the lens of obviously you lost your quarterback mid-game or in the beginning of the game, and you got to move past that. You know, that's reality of the situation. That's not changing. So, you know, we have to be able to come up with solutions. And again, Derek's more than capable of doing that. So we were very frank in the meeting about what needs to get cleaned up, what needs to get better. Again, I didn't like our second half performance at all. You know, we were down 24 at half. We've been in bigger deficits than that. We've also been up obviously at halves. You know, we've been in every scenario, and I just think that we should have responded better. You know, I think we kind of let them dictate the game in the second half in a lot of ways. And then again, that's an outstanding football team. They're very well coached, and you know, hats off to them. But I just didn't like how we performed in the second half. I thought it was sloppy. So that's got to get cleaned up. And I think it's got to be, the messaging has to be honest, but it's also got to be positive, you know, because we still have everything in front of us. We just played, you know, two outstanding opponents, and we came up short and didn't do the things that we needed to do. So now we have to refocus and keep, again, positive energy moving forward towards Merrimack. That's a good football team. You know, they're coming off a big win. We're at home. We're more than capable of performing and playing up to our expectations. That's all still in front of us. That's obviously a very difficult loss. You got to live in reality with that. But our players need to come out. And we talked about how we got to reset and come out tomorrow at practice with a renewed energy. And we were really, really close in the first one, which doesn't mean anything. There's no moral victories. And obviously on Saturday, you know, that wasn't the result that we were looking for at all. So we got to live in the present, but at the same time, we got to go out and execute, and we got to bring energy. This team's all in. These guys are workers. I'm not concerned about that. We just got to go out and execute.
Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Nick, you've added some transfers to this team, especially on the defense, and Fofi Vazi, career high 10 tackles in a game Saturday. I know when you let up 55, the defense didn't play the way that you wanted, but just maybe speak about what he's brought to your team and his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Fofi. You know, he brought a lot of energy. Obviously, there was production there. That was one of the best games he's played in his, you know, young career with us. He's been with us over a year now, but I thought he did a great job. You know, obviously Ray is out there running around, and very pleased with his performance. But Fofi was very upbeat, positive, keeping guys in the game, you know, even as it went along. And, you know, a lot of what James Madison did, you know, affected a few different players in terms of the run pass option stuff they were doing and then isolating certain players. So I think that Fofi played very well with what he was doing, obviously. And I thought they had a really good plan. And, you know, we have to play well, all 11 of us, in all three phases in order to win that football game or compete in that football game is really what I should say. And we didn't do that, but Fofi certainly did his job.
Defensively, obviously the big plays were backbreakers in that game. When you face a team like JMU with the rushing attack that they have, is it a thing where you sort of pick your poison a little bit? And
yeah, I mean, I think I have a lot of respect for Coach Signetti and that staff. I think they did a really good job. Again, they had a lot of answers built in with the RPOs, and then also getting Wells isolated, you know, and I thought that was really good. And, you know, we have to defend that. You know, there's a lot of technique and fundamental issues there. We didn't disguise our coverages enough, things like that. There's plenty of things on our end that we need to do to execute. They certainly executed their plan better than we did. But, you know, it's everybody. I mean, it's all phases of the game. And I think that they have a very strong offensive and general attack. And we have to be able to do things on our end to slow that down. We didn't do that. So, you know, again, it's learning experience for the guys. We got to get better. It wasn't good enough. But hats off to them for going out and executing.
Got a follow-up from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Nick, just tell us a little about Merrimack. Obviously, big win over Holy Cross. You know, their probationary period in Division One coming up from Division Two. Give us a handicap, Merrimack, a little for us, please. Thanks.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, Coach Karn does a really good job, you know, down there. And I got a lot of respect for their program. You know, again, they play a lot of man on defense and very aggressive. which is, you know, something that we're looking forward to that matchup, because they got some great players over there. The quarterback played really well last weekend. A lot of pretty pass heavy, but did a really nice job against a very good Holy Cross team. So, you know, they're going to come up here. They're going to be confident. They're going to be ready to go. We're going to obviously, you know, continue to game plan and watch the film, but it's really going to be about us and how we perform right now moving forward, because we know certainly the message really yesterday was, we know what we can do, but we're tired of talking about what we can do. We need to go out and do it. And, we played two outstanding opponents to start. We didn't get it done. And we got another one coming up here this Saturday. And we are certainly capable of doing what we can do, but we don't want to talk about what we can do anymore. We want to go do it.
Thank you.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Merrimack.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.